So I wanted to continue discussing the Indian we've been talking about how Limud Torah is for changing a person. Amnas Lasos. We discussed the Indian of how it affects a person's Yetzirah, etc. So I had a kasha that the Goyim in it's brought in Evan Shlema. It's well known piece in the Goyim. The Goyim says that Tizal come Tal look not Motar and Tal the Torah is like rain, and he says the pshat is because it goes into the ground and it grows whatever's in the ground. The Mela, if a person doesn't work on their midas, so the Torah is going to bring out whatever midas rice he has. If he has bad midas rice, so then the Torah will bring out the midas rice. If he has midas toivos, then the Torah will make the inyan Torah lenefesh dugma samata laaretz shematzmiach mashin nizerba. Samchaim with some of us came a term. It's meach mashiv liboy. Im liboy toiv tagdol yirasa. Im liboy yisharish pay reshvlana. Yigda hatina liboy. Tzadikim yelchu bam upoishim mekashlu bam. Al kain tzarach lefana is liboy b'chol yoyim kodem alimud v'achrav me'ipo shadeus v'amidus b'yiras chet meisim toiv. So l'chayra, this is very shver because the whole point is the Torah is supposed to change your midas. So he's telling us now, no. If I care, you have to work on your midas. And if you don't work on midas, then Torah is just going to make your midas worse. So as it stems with everything we're talking, that Torah l'chayra itself is supposed to be mishane and work on the midas of a person. So, I found a shtickle mahalach that this whole thing that we've been talking that Torah goes into the person and everything like that. And it's Mishana, the person is able to... Is that Dafka and Limud Torah Lishma? Or also any Limud Torah? So Tosis already says that even though we say it in Tosh Lishma, Bal Lishma, and Lo Elam Yomai Lam Lishma Lishma, but if it's the Kantar, it's not like that. So if the Torah is talking about the Kantar, so he's talking about a person's not... What's the Kantar mean? It means he's not coming to learn Torah for the sake of Torah b'chlal, and not even shalul l'shma of Torah, meaning he's not even thinking that Torah will give him milas. He's just trying to use it to goof and make his midas worse, essentially. He has bad midas, and he wants to make the midas worse. And he is a bal gaiva, and he wants to bring out his gaiva through the limud Torah, so then the limud Torah is not going to change anything, because he's goof doing it like that. Now, there's a... So it could be that there's three levels. That about the Lishma of Torah is gonna have the full impact of the Torah. And then Lakantar is the other Darga. What about the regular Darga? When a person's not the Torah Lishma, whatever, but he's not Lakantar either. What's with that? So where would that fit in? You know, if you just said that the Goyim is talking about Lakantar, which is Mamish in what he's saying, in the Bad Midas itself. Okay? And then Lishma is a high level. What about Nistama? Very often, not everyone's on the level of Limud Torah Lishma. So, but you could say that the Iker is by Lishma. So one place I saw that the Iker is in the Lishma Dafka, is Rachaim says, that Kol Limud Torah Lishma Zoich L'Dvarim Harbe, and he says Zoich L'Dvarim Harbe, and then the Mishnah goes on to list what are those Dvarim Harbe. And amongst the list is Umachsharta Liyos Tzadik. So in the Dvar Maharbi, Zoychatu Untar is Machsharta Liyos Tzadik. So it's Gevaldik Avardi says over here. What does it mean, Machsharta Liyos Tzadik? It says if you have a Kli that has Blias of Nevelas and Trefus, so anything that you put into the Kli is going to have the Tam of Nevelas and Trefus. So how do you, so Mamela, you could use the kli for all the kosher food you want. If you never cash the kli, so all the food is going to have bliss, a tam of treif. So what do you have to do in order to start using the kli if you want to make that the food is going to be kosher? You have to cash the kli first. You have to cash the kli. And once you cash the kli, then you could start filling the kli with kosher food. So he says a person is the same way. That lomaisa, a person has bad midas. A person has bad deis. And memela, you would think that before you start doing anything, you have to go through a kashering process. You have to go through a kashering process. And to kasher the kli of the person, of the guf, in order before you can start doing avodas Hashem. So zokter, no, this is the chiddush of Torah, is that you don't have to kasher yourself first. Vaker, the limit of Torah itself is the heksher process. Umachshar to li is tzaddik. That, but if you put it be'esh yavoi v'igal en atchila v'yachshirena, so then it works. So Torah haloi kol. I'm speaking this out for a reason. Ki haloi kol dvarai ka'esh. Ve'atoyah machshar to liyos tzaddik ve'aram is batal. So Torah does both. It kashes the kli at the same time and it cooks whatever's in there. You can do both. You make kasher food and it kashes the kli. That's what Pasuk says by Ishascha, which is on my Torah. It says, Gamalasu toiv v'loi ra. So it's toiv v'loi ra. What's the toiv v'loi ra? The loi ra is it machshers him from being from the ra, and it gives him toiv at the same time. Toilas achash gamalasu toiv. Oi toilas v'loi ra, kera yichla yidea Torah. So he says, Klar, that he doesn't have to do this. He doesn't have to do this. So he's steered to the goin. The goin says, if you learn with bad midas, it's going to make you have bad midas. And he's saying, no, that's the regular case, that he's going to have a kli which is treif, and you put everything into the kli, it's going to taste treif. That's like, and he says, no, but the Torah doesn't, that doesn't happen. Fakert machshar to liyos tzaddik. So he says, klar, that it's going on the Mishnah, called lo mitar lishma. That's the Mishnah. Called lo mitar lishma, zoichet v'marbet. So, l'chayra, we could say, that by Torah lishma, you have this daraga machshar to liyos tzaddik. It takes away all the problems. And by lo lishma, at least the furthest degree from lo lishma, but maybe you just, the goyim maybe is talking about by shaloi lishma, and lishma you have this level of the rachaim of machshar to liyos tzaddik. Now, but that leaves a lot of rare space because shaloi lishma is a very high level. This is another rachaim, shmak hashtigl. Rachaim says on the Mishnah in Perek Beis, Chaim V'lozhner says in Perek Beis Mishnah Hay or Mishnah Dalet, says at the end, "Al toy ma'alech she'efne eshne shem loy tipane." Don't say I'll start learning when I have time. So he says it's not talking about time; it's talking about this. About me, this. He says, "Loy toy ma'heh na ni hayom meluch loch b'chatoy u'machshev es avon u'mabetzak yezek b'toyra v'etanef b'chalois tumasi." What's the point of learning? So I'll go make myself perfect, and after I make myself perfect, then I'll start learning. He says, "Al taymar l'chashefne from my chatoim and or my bad midas." Then eshne, I'll start learning. Ach, no, ze'enoy. Why? Ah, see, here he says something else different than what he said there. So here he says, "Kilimu chloy lishma hu mafteach gadol lavo li de lishma ki mi ba'adei ze lo yar mishas yodin neged yitzhar." So he's talking about this guy is. He's not holding my learning lishma, obviously. So now he's stuck. He knows the other shtickle that machshar to liyos tzaddik, but he's not holding there. So now he has to. He doesn't know what to do. So he thinks that he has to. He has no eitzah, and before he could start doing anything, he has to perfect himself. And that the chiddush of this mishnah is al toymal lachshefne eshne, because you can learn shaloi lishma also. But he says he's learned shaloi lishma. Why? Because it's mafteach gadol lavo lidei lishma. Ki yadua, Rabbi Chaim V'lozhner says that the shaloi lishma brings lidei lishma is loyal me'asek adam by shaloi lishma. Shemitach shaloi lishma bal lishma is good for the kavana you have to have. Yeah, the kavana you have to have is that shemitach shaloi lishma bal lishma. So in other words, what he's saying is that a person can kataka start without being perfect, but he has to start with the intention that this should help me change. If my intention is that I'm not holding there, but I want to be holding there, and this shall help me change, Mamela attack will be able to bolishma, and eventually the bolishma will be machshat liyos tzaddik. And it's not going to be turn around and make him makolkal more. So l'chora, the levels are, if he's doing a lekanter, so he's taka trying to dig in further into his bad midas and become a bigger balgaiva, so then the going to saying the learning is not going to change him. Adyab, it's going to make him worse. But if he's learning lishma, which means he's mevatel himself completely for the sake of the Torah, that he's here only for the Torah, so then he's not here bechlal, and he's kulay only in that, so that's bachshar to the tzaddik, because it's total bittul of everything else about the person. But everything else in the middle depends on his kavana. If his kavana is that he wants to be able to have an impact on him, so then he'll reach that darga eventually. And if not. Maisa, this is something I've mentioned before. I don't remember when, but maybe last year. But now I have a whole new, with this, I have a better deher in it. Because Rabbi Yerucham, it's in the second Maimer in Das Chacham Musar, Chelek Aleph. He brings this idea that Torah, a person can change through Torah, and he says it's a nes. It's a nes. And there's rules to how this nes happens, not so posh how this nes happens. And he says at the end over here, this is what he calls that you have to be Torah lumad amnas lasos. This is what it means, amnas lasos. Amnas lasos means, amnas, that it should change the way you are do your things. It doesn't just mean that if you're learning this mesechta, that it's going to be amnas lasos, whatever I learn in this mesechta. It means in general, the Torah is amnas lasos. It's the Torah is amnas lasos in the mention in general, that the Torah should help me be ois in my things in a different way. So he's willing to let the Torah... So Ebezoi then he says, so this term amnas lasos is a nes. So he says... The geder of this nes is he has to go and realize I'm coming to do a nes now. I'm coming to make this impact, which is a nesdik impact. Means even if he's not Lishma now, but he has to have this kavana of Lachshef Neheshne, that you shouldn't say that he's Koylach Lifol Nes. That's the same thing, that's what he's saying. He has to have that kavana, then eventually it should make that Shinui. This thing is Mavur, I think, also in the Or Torah, in Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chaver. He says that the Gemara says Halavai, which Averis was it because of the Gimel Averis Chamurus by the Chorban Bais Rishon, was it because of they left Torah? So he says at the end the Medrash answers it's that they were talking doing Averis Chamurus, but Halavai Oisi Ozvu Sir Oisi Shamar Machzir Lamutav. So Kipshutu, you say let them do Averis as long as they're learning Torah. But if they're doing Aver, it's not going to be learning Torah so stark. So he says that, you see from here, it means, Bizzle Gaz Kavar writes, Ois Yud Tes, that, it's Ois Chafalov. He says that what it means is, Halvai Ois Yozu, even in the learning itself. They don't have to think about me in the learning. Halvai Ois, so. Why? Because halvai oisi ozvu alpha b'shein lamdim l'shem shemayim. They don't have to think about the oisi ozvu in the learning. Why shamar shamar mazim lamutav shemutir shalosh shema balishma? It's a similar idea that the shalosh lishma is going to be poil this into the lishma. Now, there's another place I think that you say this. That there's two layers in this. There's two layers in how the Torah makes this impact. The Or Torah in Ois Chaf Hei asks a different kasha. He asks that one Gemara says that Kol Oisik B'Torah is Ki'ilu Hikriv Chatas. Zois Torah Sa'olah V'Chatas. So kolomer teres ki ilohevi oila ha ki ilohevi chatas. Another pasuk says zos hatera lo oila v'la chatas. And more over there darshins it means kolomer teres ain a boli day oila v'chatas. He's not boli day chet. So it means one case is saying he may boli day chet, but this is going to give him kapara. The other one's a much higher dag. He's not boli day chet. So it's a stira. So zokter taka depends. Taka depends. Says right away, a person learns Shalom Lishma, so even that itself is already going to be Poel Kapar before it turns into the Lishma. the Misha Loimit Shalei Lishma Rak, and he says Shemitoich Zeh Yavol Lishma. So that Lemaisa, it's a kapara. Lemaisa Tuzayif on him, and Lemaisa he's already has the school of Torah. Torah's mechaper, and Torah is already a schus that he has. But this that in a bully day means he has to be chal on him that he's not going to be doing averus anymore. So that's a whole different thing. So that's a school of Torah that it's that has to be chal on the person. He's not going to bully day chait. So how's that? That's a whole. That's a darga once it turns into the lishma. So it's also this raya to the side. It's the same yisoid. That's taka two levels in this nekuda. There's the third level of the goyin when he's not interested in it b'chal. Okay, so that's what the goyin is talking. But then when he's interested in it. So it starts off on a lower level, but it's not mishan him right away. It has to be that he wants it to be mishan him. He wants it. Once it hits the lishma, then oibazai it cleans him out completely. That the pshat is he's ain't a boli dechet b'chlal, and that's the second darga. The me'ein zeh is that you find Chabad Chaim says that. You find sometimes Torah is nimshal al-mayim. Sometimes Torah is nimshal al-eish. So, why sometimes Torah is nimshal al-mayim and sometimes Torah is nimshal al-eish? So essentially what he says is that mayim cleans out me b'chutz. So mayim could change the way a person acts. That's one level of Torah. A person is taka impacts him and it changes the way he behaves. The things mibachutz, and it wipes off all that stuff, all the stuff mibachutz. But by eish is different because eish goes in, eish goes in completely. It's serif everything completely, and eish that darga takes out everything from the person, and that's takamishan of the person completely. And I think that's what the Chaim Volozhin was saying. Halak kol dvar ka'esh, nu mashem. He brought that pasuk, the same pasuk Chafetz Chaim brings. That's that higher, the higher darga. It doesn't wipe off, but it changes be'etzim. Now to take it one darga further, to connect it back to what we said in the first shmuz, we were talking about the idea that it could be that it doesn't even have to destroy the Yitzhara, but it could make it that the Yitzhara is motivating him for Torah. So could be you could tell too, machlek sacharin how to learn, but you could tell too that the way eish kashers, because like klicheres the halacha is ain't a pol midei dofna but alayla klicheres you cannot kasher klicheres it's not poilet the blias, but the gemara says that if you machzir the kivshon ice, if you put the klicheres back into the kivshon, so then it's kosher. So there's a machlek sacharin and how does that work? Loshon is Machlokes how to read the Tosfos here, but Tosfos asks Akasha that Lachora the way it works Lachora is because it makes it into a kli chadash, makes it into a brand new kli. So if it makes it into a brand new kli, Tosfos asks that it should work even for tum and tahara, meaning it's not a vart and blias, it's a new kli. So if it's a vart and new kli, why is the Torah say that kli chares yishover lachora yaven etzav nafzav lachav shaynes? So some Achrenim learn that this, that kli chares is boileya, and it's not poilet. It could be, it's even true by, even by Achzav's Kishonis, it's not poilet. But it doesn't matter, because it became a new kli. So, the drush is that the person, the way the eish of Torah, the way the eish of Kogad Dvarik Eish, or Machshatu Li Yisadik works, is not Machshatu that's poilet necessarily. It's Machshatu that becomes a new person. It's the Achzav's Kishonis of the Koyach of the eish is that takes the kli and makes it into a new kli. So it makes it to a new kli, it doesn't matter anymore. And it doesn't matter anymore. So even if without burning it out, that alone, that the person is a new person, that alone makes it that now he uses everything inside differently. But those are the dargas in how this works. Okay.